This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, friends. Shalom Aleichem, Baruchim Abayim. We are continuing in Maseches Nedarim. Daf Chaf Amud Beis. Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. The Gemara brought a Shaila. The Shaila is Ravina Satravashi. If let's say instead of them arguing about 4 and 2, a Sela and a Shekel, they're arguing on 4.1 and 1.9, or 5 and 1. So it's either very precise or very disparate. So the question is, do we say, well, that's not a negotiating tactic? They mean business. If they're so either precise or so disparate, then they mean business. And the Gemara brought an example of a guy who is being pressured to eat in someone's house. You know, very often in life, people are pressured to do things they don't want to do. And the guy says, not only am I not going to eat your chicken, I'm not even going to drink your water, not only not from your tap, I'm not even going to use your Poland Spring machine. I'm not going near your house. I'm not even entering your house. So the Gemara says that you're allowed to eat in their house. I'm sorry, you're allowed to enter their house. You're allowed to drink cold water. Because when you said, I'm not going to drink cold water, what you meant is achilo shtia. So the question is, but he said, I'm not going to drink even cold water. The answer is, even when you're so precise, and even when you're so disparate, still we say, this is how people talk. So we should say the same thing by 4.1 and 1.9, or by 5 and 1. To which Gemara says, Amar Leh, so Rav Ashi said back to Ravina, Mi Dami, is this similar at all? Is it comparable? Why not? Gabit Soinein, by cold water. You know why by cold water we say the guy is speaking that way? You know why we say that he didn't mean it? Because tzaddikim oimrim ad v'oisin harbe. Because people who are tzaddikim, they say little and they do a lot. So we're afraid he didn't really mean I'm not going to have a drop of water. You know why he said that? Because he's afraid that the guy is going to say, just come in for a little bite and then give him kesudas achashverosh b'shaitai. So therefore he didn't really mean I'm not going to have anything, but he said it like that because of the phenomenon that people say little and they do a lot. But hacha seikahu, but here we're still not sure. Dilma pachais misela v'yoysal shakal kamar. Maybe he would take less than a sela, or maybe the buyer would pay more than a shekel kamar. In other words, maybe that's what he means to say. Uzrizinhaba, and they're just trying to encourage the buyer is encouraging the seller to lower the price, and the seller is encouraging the buyer to pay more. So we're still not sure, is he just trying to encourage? Oidima Davka Kamar the Nidrahava, or maybe he is specific and it's a good nether. By the case of the water, then we know that he didn't mean it. There's a reason to say he didn't mean it. There's a reason he spoke that way. But by the case of the negotiating, maybe he said it to be mezares, or maybe he meant it literally. There's a special factor by the case of I'm not eating in your house, to say that he didn't really mean it. But that factor is not present by the negotiating. Maybe they're serious by the negotiating. And the Gemara says, Tibai, the question stands. We had this Lashon before, Tibai, where the Ran says Lashon Nedarim is different, the Lashon of Nedarim is different, and it means Teiku. Okay. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Asi. Rav Yehuda, let's see the Ran. Says the Holy Ran. Mi dami gabit soinein tzadikim oimrim ma'ad v'oisin harbe. Hilkach mistafei hai. Therefore, this guy is afraid. If he agrees to have a drop of water, that he doesn't want the person to feed him a lot. Therefore, he says, I'm not even going to have a drop. But he doesn't really mean it. What he means is, I don't want a meal. But over here, where this factor is not present, maybe he means straight up. The question is not decided. And we are machmer. In other words, this is a boy delay of shita. We don't know. This is a question that doesn't have a definitive answer, and therefore we go lechumra. I guess it's a suffix d'iraisa. What does each person mean? Therefore, since it's a bayin delay of shita, I guess it would be a neder, and the seller would not be able to take less than four, and the buyer would not. I'm sorry. By 4 and 2, yes. By 5 and 1, or by 4.1 and 1.9, we would have to assume that it's stavka, or they would have to be matter the nether. Okay, the Gemara continues. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Asi, Arba nedarim alot tzrichim she'el l'chacham. These four nedarim need a chacham to permit. Meaning, it's not automatically not chal. You need a chacham to come and say, it's mutter. Says the Ran, Tana, no Ran. Kamrita Kamida Shmuel Amar. So Rav Yehuda said the name of Rav Asi. These four Nadarim need a Sheila. Dr. Asi, I think Rav Asi is mentioned more on this Amud more than any Amud in Shas. So you'll see if you like this Amud. But so that's what Rav Yehuda said the name of Rav Asi. Then Rabbi Yehuda said, when I said it, this teaching of Rav Asi before Shmuel, Tani Tana Tani Arba Nadarm Hitir Chachamim. Va'ad Amrat Shrichan She'el Chacham. The Tana said four types of Nadarim, the Chachamim mattered, meaning it's mutter on its own. And you're telling me you need to ask a Chacham to be matterit? The Tana says, the Ran says, the Masha Shein Mutarim, Beloy She'ela. Okay. Now, Rav Yosef Masni La Hashmaita B'Hai Lishna. Rav Yosef has a different version of what Rav Yehuda taught. Am Rav Yehuda, Am Rav Asi. Ein Chacham Rasher L'Hater Ela Ke'ein Arbar Nadarim Halalo. In other cases, a Chacham can only be Mater if it's similar to these Nadarim. What does that mean? If it's similar to these Nadarim? Just like the Nadarim in the Mishnah, they're not chal because we don't think the guy meant it. So too in the Chachamim are matter in other cases. They're only matter if they think the person didn't mean to make the neder. Let's see the Ran. Ein Chacham Mater Elokein Arba Nadarim Halalo. Kolamer She'ein Lo Lahater B'Charata. What that means is, you know, Rabbi Yehuda said the name of Rav Asi, that a Chacham cannot be matter B'Charata. Ela bePesach, a chacham can only be matter with a Pesach. Sha'neder kshi nitar bePesach, when a neder becomes mutter with a Pesach, meichiach mitoichai, it is self-evident shehu neder betos, that it's a neder in error. Vav kein arba nedarim, it's like the four nedarim of the Mishnah. Ava becharat aloi, but not charat. And now we're going to learn. This is a fundamental. The Amud. You see, Rav Asi, this is a fundamental Amud in Nadarim. What's the difference between a Pesach and Charata? A Pesach is, if you would have known of the eventuality of something, you know, had you known about the consequence, then you never would have made the Neder to begin with. But Charata is totally different. Charata means, you know what? I was in a bad state of mind when I made the neder. I was upset. I was down and out. Meaning a Pesach is, there is an outcome of this neder that never dawned on me. If I would have realized that by making this neder, it would have such and such ramification, then I never would have made the neder to begin with. A charata is, I knew what the ramifications of neder were, and I intended to make it. I was not operating under all cylinders at the time. I was in a bad mood. So a Pesach is better than a charata. Look in the Ran. V'hainu time of the other Pesach mecharata. V'fi shekol neder shu niter b'Pesach. Harei hanoider oimer. The noider says, shafilu b'tchilu kishenadar. Even in the beginning, I didn't realize this eventuality. Ilu ayu noisin al libay oisei Pesach. If I would have known that this is the outcome, lo hayu noider, I never would have made the neder. V'nimtza nidroi b'tos. My neder was a mistake to begin with. I didn't realize that by making this neder, it's going to cause green monkeys to come down from the moon and land on my roof. I didn't know that. If I would have known that, I would not have made the neder. Aval neder shu niter b'charata, when a neder becomes mutter with charata, enoi moitzei im atzmai shum inyan, he's not finding in himself anything. She'ilu haya noisnei aliba metchila, that if he would have thought about this in the beginning, shelo haya noider, he wouldn't have made the neder. There's no new information now that arose that if he had known it at the time he made the neder, he would have refrained from making the neder because of. Ela shu'oi merachshav, he's saying, listen, I knew that this nether would cause problems in my house. It just, I did it anyway because I was angry. Mitarkas, amrei mehiros, I did it in haste. Nadarti v'achshav ani mischarel shenadarti me'oilam. See, a Pesach is, in good faith, the guy didn't realize that by making a nether, that he can't go to the Svarim store, he won't be able to get the 9 new Haggadahs that came out yesterday. He didn't know that. How was he supposed to know 9 new Haggadahs came out yesterday? If he would have known at the time he made the neder that 9 new Haggadahs would come out yesterday, he wouldn't have asked himself from going to the Svarim store. But the other guy was in a bad mood. He looked at his finances and he saw his bank account wasn't what he wanted it to be. He says, that's it. I'm not going to the Svarim store anymore. Hey pal, but don't you know they might print 9 new Haggadahs? I don't care. I don't want to buy anything new. But the thing is, then he cools off and he says, you know, I really feel bad. I said that in anger. So that's not as good of a heter. A Pesach is a much better way to get off a neder than charata. So what Rav Yehuda said in the name of Asi, according to Rav Yosef's version, is Ein Chacham Rashay Lahater. A Chacham can only be Mater Ke'ein Arba Nedarm Halalu. What does that mean? Only with a Pesach and not with Charata. Kasavra ain't poischin b'charata. Okay? Fine. Hahu da'asa l'kmeit Rav Huna. So now a guy comes before Rav Huna. So the question is, what does Rav Huna hold about Charata and a Pesach? Amar Alei, so Rav Huna said, Libach alach? Was your heart, meaning your head, your mind, was it with you? Amar lei loy. No, I was in a bad mood. V'sharye, Rav Huna matered it. So what do we see from that? Let's see the Ran. Amar lei liba chalach, kelaymar haya libcha miyusha malacha. B'shash nadarta. Rav Huna says, was your heart with you when you made the neder? V'gam achshav incha toya b'nedracha ad hayom. What does this mean? Let's read this. Kolaymar hayo libcha miyusha v'lecha b'shash nadarta. Was your heart with you when you made the neder? V'gam achshav incha toya b'nidrucha ad hayom. And even now, you don't regret the neder until today. If from this day and on you want to be oikorit, v'yahavaki hay gavna loy charata mikrichi, the charata may kara be'inan. So what exactly does this mean? Okay, I think you read it like this, okay? The Ran is reading it differently than I read in the Gemara. Amar Le Rav Huna says, Libcha Alecha, was your heart with you? Meaning, Kalaymar Hoya Libcha Miyushav Alecha, was your heart settled? B'shashana Darta, meaning did you make the neder even killed? And even now, you don't regret until today. You want to uproot it from now. That is not regret. Meaning, if Rav Huna says, did you make the nether with a settled mind? And now that you see that your wife is angry, now you regret it. That's not charata. That means you don't regret having made it from the beginning. It's only now you regret. That is not called charata. We have a kihai gavna. If this would be the case, loy charata mekri. The charata mei kara be'inan. So was it libcha alecha? Was your heart with you? Oy loy haya libcha miyushav alecha. Or maybe your heart wasn't settled. Shemitoy hakas nadarta. You made the nether from anger. Va'achshav ata toya alari shaynois. And now you regret initially. So that's one pshat in the Ran. Libcha alecha. Was your mind at ease at the time you made the nether? So you don't regret the nether. You regret that the nether is chal. So then it's not going to work. Or maybe not. Another pshat the Ran says is inami libcha shahaya lecha b'shash nadarta. Maybe the heart that was with you when you made the nether, hu alecha adayin, is still your mindset. Sharoitza ata bin nadarcha arachshav. Until now, you wanted it ela shemiyom zeva elecha ata mescharpai. But from this day and on, you regret it. Basically, and what the guy says, I didn't make the nether with a settled mind, but therefore I have charata kishinadarti when I made the nether me'olam umishem hachishariyeh. Now, the Ran explains here. This is now an unauthorized Ran, but it's a Ran you need to know. Umiyu davka b'charata d'mei kara ki haygavna. Charata only from the beginning works. Ava b'charata d'hashta loy. Charata now not. Vafilu man damar poislin b'charata, even according to the opinion that we are poisel b'charata. Because otherwise, what is this lashon of poischin that we need the bezden? It's sort of like a Pesach. Okay. Now the Gemara continues. So basically, according to Rav Huna, we are poisech b'charata. Rav Yehuda said the name of Asi that we're not poisech b'charata. We're only poisech b'pesach, right? That ein chacham rashoi lahater elakein arba nedarim halalo. That when a chacham is mater, he's only mater similar to these four nedarim, where it's a pesach. It's similar to the heter of a pesach. And Rav Huna says, no, it works. Even you could even be matir with charata. So it's machlokes, Rav Yehuda in the name of Rav Asi and Rav Huna. Rav Asi says, no, Charata doesn't work, only Poischem b'Pesach. And Rav Huna says, no, we're Poisech b'Charata. Tanya, we learned in a Braisa, Yehuda Oimer, Oimrim Loyla Adam Leivs, I'm sorry, I skipped. Hahuda Asa Kamei the Rabbi Rav Huna. Someone came before Rabbi Rav Huna, Amar Lei, so Rabbi Rav Huna said, Ilu Haya Asar B'nei Adam Sheifai Sucha B'Oisa Shah. If there would have been 10 people that consoled you at that time, Mina Darta, would you have made the nether? Amar Lei Loy. Fihitiroi, and he mattered. Question. Is this Charata or is this a Pesach? Our Gemara says someone came before Rabbi Rav Huna. Rabbi Rav Huna said, if you had 10 people that would have consoled you, would you have made the nether? He said no, and he mattered it. So does this show Poischem b'Charata or Ein Poischem b'Charata? The Ran says a Dover Oyoyim v'Noira. This is in between Charata and Pesach. Because think about it. A Pesach is, if you would have known the ramifications, I never would have made it to begin with. But here, if you would have had 10 people to console you, would you have made it? No. Shkoyach, though, but the thing is, you didn't have 10 people to console you. So it's a theoretical Pesach. Everyone agrees, Poischem b'Charata. Everybody agrees you could be Poisech with a Pesach. Charata, maybe not. Because what's Charata? Charata is, I knew the ramifications, I just was angry when I made it. This is a Pesach, but it's a theoretical Pesach. Because if I would have known that 10 people would console me? But I don't have anyone. There wasn't anyone to console me. The Ran says, Gora mi Pesach va'odif mecharata. It's worse than a Pesach because there aren't 10 people to console him, that to say that this is a Pesach. What do you mean, if you would have known, I wouldn't have made a nether? But it's better than a charata. Because what's charata? There's nothing about the outcome that he could say, well, if I would have known, I wouldn't have done it. You knew this was the outcome, and you did it anyway. But this is somewhat better than charata. Because if the taka would have consoled me, I wouldn't have made the nether to begin with. Okay.
So why don't we always use this type of Pesach? I mean, it's better than Charata. Meaning you could always say, if Hashem told you not to do this, would you do this?
Right. If Reb Chaim Kanievsky would have knocked on your door and said, this is not a good idea, would you have done it?
So why would we ever use Charata? We could always use this theoretical Charata, which is a little bit better.
Again, if you hold your only Pesach with a Pesach, then we wouldn't be Pesach with this. If you hold your Pesach b'charata, then we would be Pesach with this. So you're saying then, why would we ever use charata? Just use this. Your name is Asi, you know? This is on you, not on me. Okay, so let's see a little bit further. Tanya, we learned in a Braisa, Rabbi Oimer, Oimrim Laila Adam, we say to a person, Leiv Ze Alecha, was your mind with you? Imamar Lav, if he says, no, Matira Noisei. We permit him. So that shows what? Poischin Becharata. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, Oimer Misham Av, Rabbi Shmuel, the son of Rabbi Yossi said the name of his father. I guess Rabbi Yossi. Oimrim Laila Adam, Ilu Hayo, Asar B'nei Adam, Sheyifai Sucha, B'Oisa Sha, Mina Darta, Im Amar Lav, says, no, Matir Noise. By the way, maybe we do try to do this, but sometimes the guy will say, yeah, even if a minion came to me, I would have made the nether. I had a reason for making the nether. Okay? The simon for the next Gemara is Asi Ve'Elazar Yoichlan Ve'Yanai. Okay, Hahu the Asa Lakamei the Rabbi Asi. A guy came before Rav Asi. He wanted a heter. Amar Lei Kadu Tahes. Rav Asi said Kadu Tahes. Look in the Ran. The run is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7 lines from the bottom. Kadu tos, kolaymar, ata, mischaret, charata, demeikara, milashan, toya, alo, ishainois. Do you regret from the beginning a lashan of toya, alo, ishainois? Meaning, do you regret? Amar leiloi, he said not. He said no. Meaning, you don't think so? Visharya. And Ravasi mattered it. So, here's the $1 million question. That means Ravasi holds. Poischin. Becharata. Look in the Ran. Okay? And you tell me if this is not your page, Ravasi. Visharya kasabar. Ravasi holds Paischem Becharata. Aye, but Ravasi before says you can only be Paisach be Pesach. Aye, v'chitema v'haravasi who d'amar lel ain't Paischem. We don't use Charata, only Pesach. Ikalemer, Rebbe Asi l'chud v'Rav Asi l'chud. They're two different guys. They're two guys. There's Rebbe Asi and Rav Asi. How do you like that?
Himself.
No, that he contradicts himself. So the first guy is not a guy. He's an eminent rabbi. The first one was who? Rav Asi. This is Rebbe Asi. And the siman is Asi. Okay? There you go. Weiter. Hahud also commanded Rebbe Lazar. Amalei Bas Nadar. So Rebbe Lazar, do you want the nether? If they wouldn't have gotten on my nerves, I wouldn't want the nether. B'chlal, Amrlei Tehei Kabas. He said, as you wish. So is that Charata? Yep. Says, Bas Nadar, Roitza Atar Achshav B'nidrucha. Did you want this nether until now? Ela Shemikam Eilach, but from now on, Atam Ascharet. Meaning, are you trying to regret now? And you really wanted it the whole time? He said, no. If they wouldn't have angered me, I wouldn't have wanted it from to begin with. Would I have made the nether out of anger? Therefore, I regret ever having made the nether. So Rabbi Elazar said, Amalei tehei kedabas, kolay mar shei ha-nether mutter kertzayincha. Next case, hahi itza de-adarta lebrata. There's a woman who made a nether against her daughter. Asa l'kamei de Rabbi Yochanan. So she came to Rabbi Yochanan. She wanted to be matan nether. Amar la, so Rabbi Yochanan said, "Ilu havi yadat amrin migerasach ala debartach." If you would have known when you made the nether, what the yentas are saying about your daughter, if you would have known what the neighbors are saying about your daughter, that ilu leichamas ba'ima milan da'aziva, had the mother not seen in her matters of that she should leave her because of her immorality, b'chdi lo yadarta. She wouldn't have made the nether for nothing. Meaning, if you would have known that the neighbors would start chattering, that obviously if you made a nether, you must have seen something inappropriate in her, would you have made the nether? Amar leiloi, v'sharya, and he muttered it. Now what is this? Is this charata, or is this a Pesach? It's a Pesach, it's not charata. It's if you would have known of the eventuality that you didn't realize to begin with. Let's see the Ran. Migerasach shcheinois. Milan da Aziva. What does it mean, Milan da Aziva? Says Ran Sharu'ya Bekach. Liois Ne'ezeves. That she is fitting to be forsaken. Shaloi Tahana Me'imanat to get Hana from her mother. Mimnei Oisan Dvarim. And that is all, folks. That concludes Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. And next week, with the help of the Almighty, we do Chaf Beis Amud Aleph.
There you go.
Okay. Have a good night, everyone. Rachav.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.